From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Hold your horses. We're just minutes away from the second jewel of racing's Triple Crown. It's the Preakness, and the horses are almost in the gate at Pimlico in Baltimore. The star, a thoroughbred named Big Brown. 2 weeks ago, he ran away with the Kentucky Derby, a performance at least one observer called one of the most impressive in Derby history. So, is Big Brown a super horse? We might find out in a couple of minutes, but until then, let's speculate with Ray Pollack. For 15 years, he was the editor-in-chief of The Blood Horse, a trade magazine of thoroughbred racing and breeding. He's a columnist for ESPN.com. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So, is Big Brown the Tiger Woods of horse racing?
Well, you know, by the time Tiger Woods became a professional golfer, he was pretty much at the top of the game because he had a great amateur career, he had a great college career. And when Big Brown won the Kentucky Derby, he'd only had three starts. So he was a little bit of a mystery horse. He started out last year for one trainer, and then a majority interest in the horse was purchased by a group of investors, and he was switched over to another trainer, and he had two more starts after that this past winter. So he came into the Derby very lightly raced, very much of an unknown quantity, but a horse that obviously had a lot of ability.
Okay, so I've been reading about this horse, and it seems to me that people think he's just amazing. I mean, can you tell me, if he's not the Tiger Woods, how good is he?
Well, you know, in horse racing, people tend to fall in love with the Derby winner, no matter who it is. And this horse came into the race unbeaten. He hadn't really been tested very much. He hadn't beaten great horses coming into the Derby.
His finish at the Derby was amazing.
Well, it was amazing, and the fact that he broke from the outside starting gate, there are 20 stalls in the starting gate at Churchill Downs. They actually used two gates. And he broke from the outside gate and went around horses on both turns and won quite easily. It was a very impressive performance, but it was only the fourth start of his career. And you know, we like to see a little bit more seasoning in horses before we, at least I do, before I start throwing down the terms like great or tremendous horse. And I think, you know, he's got a long way to go to win the Triple Crown yet.
That said, Ray Pollack, this horse, Big Brown, as you say, only four races, and I understand now his owners are retiring him at the end of this year.
Well, that's unfortunately one of the things that's going on in horse racing and breeding right now is that the horses that go to stud as stallion prospects are oftentimes worth tens of millions of dollars, and you can't earn that much money on the racetrack. So the unfortunate thing is horses like this often are sent to stud before they are really able to prove themselves over a whole career, what used to be considered a whole career, which was racing as a 2-year-old, as a 3-year-old, as a 4-year-old, and sometimes even as a 5-year-old. The owners have said he absolutely will not run next year, and I think that's a shame. I think it sends him off to stud, wherever he ends up, as somewhat questionable in terms of his true ability.
Big Brown's odds today are incredibly low. I mean, in other words, that means everybody thinks he's going to win, right?
Well, not everybody thinks he's going to win, but people are betting him quite heavily, so that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to make a bet on a horse that's going to pay less than even money. I'm not sure what the final odds are going to be, but to me it's not a very good bet. And in fact, horses that have had short odds like this have not fared particularly great in the Preakness. So the problem is trying to find a horse that can beat him, and so far I haven't been able to.
So who's your money on?
My money is going to be on the Belmont Stakes in 3 weeks. I'm passing this race in terms of the betting windows, and I'm looking ahead to the next one.
Ray Pollack writes a racing column for ESPN.com, and he's the former editor-in-chief of the Blood Horse magazine. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.